AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Corpus Christi, Texas, says people can drink the water there again. A ban has been lifted. There was a chemical leak in Corpus Christi. Mayor Dan McQueen says they can't say for sure, though, the water is safe.
We're not out of the woods yet. I want to remind everybody that we had a third party that potentially contaminated the water, okay? And so with that, there's a possibility that there's still a plume of contaminant in our water system.
McQueen took office Tuesday in Corpus Christi after defeating an incumbent who came under fire for her handling of previous water crises. Donald Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway says there is no evidence of Russian hacking of the presidential election.
Why, when CIA officials were invited to a House intelligence briefing last week, did they refuse to go? Instead, they're talking to the media. That undermines our national security, our intelligence operations.
Conway was on CBS's Face the Nation. The FBI says it backs the assertion by the CIA Russian hacks were aimed at helping Donald Trump win the presidential election. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Arabia's king to discuss the war in Yemen.
Let me begin by condemning today's horrific terrorist attack in Aden. And I want to express our deepest condolences to all of the families and loved ones of those who were killed or injured.
A suicide bomber blew himself up outside a military camp. At least 52 people were killed in Yemen. China says its military seized a U.S. Navy unmanned underwater glider in the South China Sea, but it will give it back. But President-elect Donald Trump said in tweets the Chinese government should be told we don't want the drone they stole back and let them keep it. Severe weather is moving through the Midwest. More cold weather. Chicago police say a commercial plane slid off a runway at O'Hare Airport early this morning. This is AP Radio News. Today in the NFL at the Jersey Meadowlands, it's a matchup of 2-9-4 teams, the New York Giants and the Detroit Lions. The Lions lead the NFC North. The Giants are in good position for a playoff spot. Lions coach Jim Caldwell says they can't take the Giants for granted.
They've had a lot of success. That success snowballs a little bit, so we got to get ready.
The Tennessee Titans are 7-6 fighting for a playoff spot in the AFC. They play the team tied for the lead in the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs. Titans coach Mike Mularkey says they have been in every game this season.
13 games, we've had a chance to win all the games. And obviously we haven't, but we've had chances to. So they've all been close. We've won some of them. We've lost some of the close ones.
Green Bay is at Chili, Chicago today. Also, Tampa Bay visits Dallas in the Sunday night game. And New England visits cold and snowy Denver. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.